It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Good morning.
He is the good news.
Hank FM, not necessarily the news for the stories that maybe take a few clicks to get to. We get those for you. Maybe a few seconds to maybe get the jokes to go along with them. You are live with us, though, now on our Hank Facebook page. Go live with us. Have fun in the comments section. Well, in response, hearing from a lot of artists because of the Central Texas floods and the aftermath, Robert Earl Keane, who's from Kerrville, he was one of the first to post. A lot of artists saying immediately whatever they're doing right now, the proceeds of whatever they're doing are going straight there. And Miranda Lambert, East Texas girl, she's got her Mutt Nation Foundation taking care of that side of things.
Hey, y'all. I just want to jump on here and say how devastated we are to hear about the floods in South and Central Texas. I can't even come up with any words for the loss that everybody's suffering. Mutt Nation Foundation is working really closely with Kerrville Pets Alive as we speak to try to get more info and figure out where the needs are to support the pet community and pet owners in this disaster.
Great work that she does with that, and they always seem to mobilize pretty quick, too, as well. So a lot of people heading down there, especially from the Westoplex, to help out in any which way that they can. We'll keep you updated on the latest on that.
Something old, new, borrowed, blue, and Black Sabbath. Well, it may not be the most romantic spot to get engaged, but it seemed to work for Kelly Osbourne. Her dad, Ozzy, played his last gig in Birmingham, England over the weekend, which was quite a shindig. James Hetfield from Metallica was there, Jason Momoa, Steven Tyler, and her fiancé, Sid Wilson. Nah, he popped the question after the gig. She happily accepted, and Ozzy shouted from the background, "You're not marrying my daughter."
Man, Ozzy hanging it up. How about that?
That's it. Yeah, apparently he was sitting on a throne the entire time.
Yeah. Also saw Jurassic World Rebirth was number one at the box office, too. Mm-hmm. So big weekend for dinosaurs. He'll be back. There's always a reunion tour.
Yeah.
Age seems to have no hold on this legendary champion that walks amongst us.
With 70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
There he is.
The Nathan's Famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
We get it again in his triumphant return to the Nathan's hot dog 4th of July eating contest. 17th time he has won it. Of course, didn't compete last year because of the sponsor stuff and things like that. So that means he is your 17-time champion as well, John Cena.
Joey Chestnut!
So Lauren Sanchez got the wedding of the century as well as a 30-carat ring after saying I do to Jeff Bezos, but it's not quite enough. What does she really want? That would be her very own empire, his and hers, right? Rumors are swirling that her new groom may buy her Vogue magazine as a nice little wedding present. Yeah, that's
like
done,
the
baby.
The whole magazine.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Not just a subscription.
No.
Okay.
She's already appeared on the cover.
Because that's a big commitment.
It is.
A whole subscription.
Yeah, I mean, like, that alone is...
I'm going to be with her at least 12 months.
Yeah, and not only that, but it takes up the entire mailbox.
So maybe this is less of a commitment for Bezos. Yeah.
The editor-in-chief, Anna Wintour, on her way out.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And apparently Anna brokering the entire deal.
So she wants to take it down, too. All right. I bet they turn it evil. Okay. By the way, it's 10th season. Somehow that happened. Bachelor in Paradise premieres on ABC tonight. But this one's notable because the first time ever, Golden Bachelor cast members are joining the younger Bachelor and Bachelorette counterparts.
Oh, boy.
So you're going to have all sorts of stuff going on there.
Doesn't the new Golden Bachelor want, like, a really young gal anyway? You're
Mel,
creepy.
And this, I think, debuts in September, maybe August next month. But the Golden Bachelor, Mel Owens. Acting like a former linebacker. Yeah, saying that he didn't want anybody that had hip replacements or wigs or anything like that. So Fabiana Owens, who was married to Mel for 17 years.
Oh, boy.
The way this quote reads, I can tell she picked up the phone, didn't really know it was a reporter, gave a brief answer, and that was the end of it.
Okay.
So when contacted by the Daily Mail, Fabiana didn't hold back. Good luck, she said bluntly. I mean, it's going to be bad, but anyway, I don't want to be involved in this. It's hung up.
You know.
That tells you what you're about to win there, ladies.
If you're relying on things you did on 30 years ago to get by in life, it may be time to move on, you know? Little suggestion.
I don't even know where I was 30 years ago. Yeah. Anyway, that's going to start soon. Enjoy it.
So the biggest star in baseball today, that honor goes to Harvey Dreyhos. Well, maybe not today, but last week for sure. He's a World War II veteran that threw out the first pitch at a Seattle Mariners game and got a standing ovation. Navy pilot Jeff Jerrigan called him super inspiring at 102, and he's definitely an American treasure. Now, he earned a Purple Heart after the Battle of Okinawa in 1945, says he made a deal with God that if you save me after being blowed up, I will dedicate my life to public service, and that's exactly what he did. He went on to be an officer with the Hollywood Police Department, also receiving the Congressional Gold Medal last year.
Thank you, buddy. Is he available for the trade deadline for the Rangers?
No, I was wondering that.
Hoping.
Harvey?
Could use some depth. Malley's on the IL. A couple of notable passings over the 4th of July holiday. Notable character actor and usually was a really good bad guy. Always wore black. Michael Madsen, Reservoir Dogs and the like. A lot of Tarantino type things. He passed away. And then Julian McMahon, who famously was on, Nip Tuck, his big deal.
Yeah,
heartthrobish. He passed away fight with cancer at the age of 56. Michael Madsen was 67. And on the other side, though, as we said, it was W's birthday yesterday, and it was also the 90th birthday of the Dalai Lama, which he did say he is approving being reincarnated.
Oh.
So, yeah. But turned 90 yesterday, the Dalai Lama. Says he doesn't feel a day over his third reincarnation, though. Yeah, that's how that works, I think.